Taking it down Pocky Way. A little music there. I think that was Dr. John. That has to be Dr. John singing out loud there as we get your Mardi Gras on. This documentary came to our attention from Matthew Goldwasser, who reviews jazz on film. Matthew, this one, Make It Funky, had never heard about it.
I don't think it got a whole lot of attention when it first came out for some inexplicable reason, because anybody who loves music, and particularly loves music from New Orleans, this is a treasure trove of every style you can think of.
New Orleans, a pretty rich musical breeding ground?
Well, I would say, in addition to the birthplace of jazz, you might make a case that it's also the birthplace of funk, at least a particular kind of funk that is so admired and emulated and sampled by musicians all over the world.
We're talking about the documentary Make It Funky. Came out in 2005, directed by Michael Murphy, who also did a documentary on the Blind Boys of Alabama and Clarence John Laughlin, an artist with a camera. There is a lot of music, a lot of ground that this documentary covers.
Yeah, it's an interesting film because it's a combination of a concert film and a sort of historical walk through the history, places, and persons of New Orleans music, from its very early origins in Congo Square to the most current practitioners.
All right, well, let's listen to a clip from the trailer of Make It Funky, released in 2005.
One of the things that was different in other cities from here in New Orleans was the mixture of the different musical genres together. That if you played music in New Orleans, you were not a blues musician, a rhythm and blues musician, a rock and roll musician, or a jazz musician. You were a musician.
Going to New Orleans was for me like going to heaven. They play all that kind of music all together, and they're real soul people. And thank God that they're there.
Long marching, I'll be flying high. Rock on, out on to the sky. I don't care if I spend my gold. Tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul.
Yeah, Matthew, one of the things, and I just watched the film a couple of nights ago, one of the things that I truly, truly love was this whole synthesis of, it didn't matter if you were from that part of the country, you were influenced. I mean, it went across the tracks, it went back, it was just amazing, and part of this whole aspect of the music was that it was white and black. Both sides went to, especially the Dew Drop Inn and other places, even though there was still the issues of segregation.
New Orleans, I would argue, is the most unique city in America.
Yeah.
And some say it's the northernmost point of the Caribbean, the easternmost point of Africa, the westernmost point of France and Spain.
Yeah.
Wow. Lots of performers in this. I mean, just the lineup of performers in this documentary.
Right. If you want jazz, there's Irwin Mayfield and Kermit Ruffin. If you want the blues, there's Bonnie Raitt. If you want R&B, there's Irma Thomas. If you want funk, there's the Meters and the Neville Brothers. It is almost an embarrassment of riches.
You call it in the review that we're going to post on the website, KUVO.org, a love letter to the city?
I think so, yeah. You know, it was released just prior to Hurricane Katrina devastating that city. And so after the fact, there's a certain tinge of sadness that you might feel for many of the musicians who lost their homes and had to leave town. But in essence, it really is a love a love letter to the city and to the role that music has played in keeping the spirit of the city alive.
And between Art Neville, okay, his perspective on the music, and Alan Toussaint and his perspective on the music, those two alone in this film really are the ones who kind of guide you from how the New Orleans, modern New Orleans funk style developed, and the songwriting and how things took place in the studio. It brought it all the way home for me. They just really kept the story interesting.
It's available on video, but it was also on Crackle, one of those new online movie screening services. What musical selection will take us out?
We're going to listen to the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, one of the early revivals of the brass bands that started in the late 80s. We're going to hear their version of a Carlos Lando favorite, Sissy Strut, with a guest, the great Robert Randolph, playing pedal steel guitar. ¶¶